Here's this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church.
Hello, Fremont. Today we are going to look at the last passage of Colossians 3, verses 3:18 through 4:1. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. The big idea in last week's sermon was, as new people in Christ, we are to clothe ourselves with Christ. And the three supporting points were that we are, one, to be clothed with Christ's character. Two, we are to be clothed with Christ's peace. And three, we are to be clothed with Christ's word. In this week's passage, Paul speaks directly to six groups of the Colossian Christian household: wives, husbands, children, fathers, servants, and masters. Before we dive into the details of this passage, I want to say there is a lot of incorrect teachings on wives submitting and children obeying, and there definitely isn't time to get into all of that in this allegedly short devotion. So, a few thoughts instead. Biblical submission is not just addressed to wives. The Greek word translated submit means a voluntary yielding to a recognized authority. In the Bible, this covers several things, three of which are addressed in this passage by Paul: wife to her husband, children to their parents, servants to their masters, and three that speak to being in community: believers to the elders of the church, citizens to the state, and each believer to every other believer in humble service. Submission in a Christian household is not meant to be passive, a thing to endure silently with no right to stand up for what is true or good. It is not a role of inferiority. God's word does not ever call for this. So, with all this in mind, let's take a look at the directives Paul gives the Colossian Christian household, remembering that in every instance, he grounds the directive in our relationship with Christ. First, Christian wives are to submit to their Christian husbands as is fitting in the Lord. A wife's submission is a way to honor and affirm her husband's role in the family. It is a commitment to support her husband in a way that he may reach his full potential as a man of God. It gives her space to affirm and embrace her husband's leadership and to flourish under it. She is to live in a way that is appropriate to her relationship to the Lord first. So if her husband is not a Christian, she is to be nurtured and strengthened by her hope in Christ. Next, Paul addresses husbands. There is widespread misunderstanding here, too. Husbands are not directed to rule their wives, spending their time issuing commands, or view themselves as superior and their wives as inferior. Being the head of the household is a responsibility more than a right. Husbands are directed to love their wives and care for their wives as much as Christ loves and cares for all of us. Christian husbands are to lead by being an example to the family and spending time with the family. They are called to make a final decision when agreement can't be reached, and the decision may be to let his wife decide. He is called to be honoring to his wife, to love and care for her how he loves and cares for himself. In verses 20 and 21, Paul addresses the children in a Christian household and then the men again, this time as fathers. Again, Paul points to being pleasing to the Lord. This means that Paul's directive to children to obey is under the assumption that the parental orders are in line with Scripture. Just as with wives, the law of Christ takes precedence. And just as with wives, obedience is not an invitation to parents for insensitivity, brutality, or authoritarianism that crushes a child's spirit. Firmness is necessary when parenting, but it needs to include loving guidance and a desire for success for the child. Children don't just benefit from correction. They also benefit knowing they are adored. Verse 22 through chapter 4, verse 1, addresses the Christian household dynamics of bondservant and master. To be clear, Paul does not state that he agrees with this, and the Bible does not command or agree with slavery. I don't want to do the passage a disservice and try and relate it to boss and employee. That wasn't the case in Colossae. This was not a voluntary employment situation. This part of the passage really deserves a deeper look than we can give it today. Instead, I want to say that all scripture is valuable, and there are several rich spiritual truths in these verses. Sam Storm, a pastor, professor, and author, says them best. Jesus is your master in heaven. Fear the Lord, not man. All you do is ultimately for the Lord. It is He whom you serve. It is from Him that your eternal reward is coming. See you all Sunday.
Thanks for listening to this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church. We hope you'll join us this Sunday morning as we study more about this passage. Find out all the details about service times at fremontpress.org. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast feed as we post every Sunday, Monday morning, and Thursday morning.